We're starting here on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Bet. We left off yesterday. We began a series of drashot that we're going to continue again today, which is that Rava said that despite the fact that Rabbi Eloi believes by the case of Reshita Geiz that Shutfut Yisrael is patur from Reshita Geiz, nevertheless, when it comes to Truma, that Shutfut Yisrael would be Chayav in Truma. So that was the premise of Rava's statement. We did that drasha by Truma. Then we did it by Chala, then we did it by Peah, then we did it by Bechora, and now we're up to Mezuzah. So by Mezuzah, Afa Gab Divchiv Beitecho, so there it says Beitecho twice, Uftavdam Al Mezuzot Beitecho Visharecho. So it sounds like Didoch in Shutfut Lo. That means that only if you privately own the house, if there's a single owner to the house, would you be Chayav in Mezuzah. But if it was through partnership, there were multiple owners of the house, Lo. Katov Rachmano, the subsequent pasuk is, Naman Yirbu Yimechem, Vimei Vinechem, which is in the plural form. So it sounds like, and we know the drasha, that there is a connection between them, and therefore the Naman Yirbu Yimechem, Vimei Vinechem, indicates that even by Shutfut, you'd be Chayav in Mezuzah. Ve'ele Beitecha L'mayato. Then what are you going to do with Uktavdam Amzo Beitecha, that mute, what are you going to do with it? Look at the Rabba. That's the limud of Rabba, the Omar, Rabba. Derech bi'atcha min ha'yamin. Drash of Rabbo is that instead of saying beitecha, but rather bi'atcha, when you walk, and the assumption of the Gemara in all instances, whether it's with walking, whether it's your hand, you always go with your right first. So if you were walking, derech bi'atcha, you would enter on the right side with your leg, right leg first. And therefore, the placement of the mezuzah on the doorway will be on the right side. So that's how we know right side from derech bi'atcha. Tosos asks, you can see the top Tosafot, Tema, Amai Lomar, Shutufut, Dovde Kachavim, Gedamar Becholiani Delel. Why doesn't it say, a Shutufut with the Oved Kachavim is Poter, versus all the other cases here when we had a Miut, like the Gan Cho. He said, the Gan Cho, Velo the Gan, Oved Kachavim, or Lo Shutufut, Oved Kachavim. Why don't you say the same thing by Mizuzah, as opposed to over here, where they chose a different reason. We're going to come back to this, do a little eon on it in a minute. That might explain somewhat of why the Gemara went in a different direction. Maaser, why is it that Shutfut Yisrael is Chayav? I mean, according to the Limud that Rabbi Eloi has, by Maaser you should have the same problem, because it says, Aser, Taaser, et kol duad zarecha yotze asadeh, shana shana, v'chalta lifnei Hashem lukecha, b'makom asher yibchar lishem kein shmo sham, Masar digancha tiroshecha vitarecha b'charot b'charcha b'tzonecha l'man t'madira et Hashem Elokecha kol hayamim. So digancha would indicate again dilachin. If it's yours privately owned, then yes, you're chayav in maaser. Dishutufut, if it's within a partnership with another Jew, lo. So kotav rachmana, the pasuk also uses the term maaseru teichem. So it says in Devarim Yudbet, Ve'itim shalma olutechem, v'zivcheichem, ve'et masrotechem, ve'et shumatiyatchem, v'nidrechem, nidbotechem, uvechot bekarchem etzonchem. It should be familiar to us. We used this puzzle by the Bechor before. We're now using it by the Maser, which is masrotechem. So masrotechem is in the plural form. And therefore that will come to include even masrot from fields that are owned b'shutafut. If that's the case, what is the mute of the Gancha coming to teach us? The mute shutafut ovid kochavim. That comes to exclude a case where you have a shutafut with the non-Jew, the same thing that we said before with regards to the truma, that excludes the partnership with the ovid kochavim. So that's why Tosfot is asking by the mezuzah, why don't we have that? It might relate to the fact that mezuzah is not all about ownership. Mezuzah is about the shmirat habayit and the people that are inside the bayit. So ownership might not be as important by mezuzah as it is by some of these other mitzvot. Matanot. Matanot, here we're talking about the Zroah, the Chaim, and the Keba. Afakav divtov rachmano v'natan. The pasuk says v'natan. V'zeh yeh mishpat ha-kohenim et ha-am et zovchei ha-zevach im shorim se v'natan la-kohen ha-zroah v'chaim ha-keba would mean only didachin. That yours, meaning if it's privately owned, if it's owned by an individual, then I would have to give it. Shutafut lo. Ika the Meimar, Yolif, Nitina, Nitina, Mi, Reshit HaGeiz. We can learn out Exer Shava of Nitina, Nitina from Reshit HaGeiz, which is where we started from. Reshit HaGeiz, we already said that Rabbi Eloi said by Reshita Geis that there is no shutafut. Whether it's a shutafut of Oid Kochavim, whether it's a shutafut of Israel, you're not chayav in Reshita Geis. So mala halan de shutafut lo. Just like over there, the shutafut no afkan, shutafut lo. So katav rachmana, by the pasuk of Matanot it says, me'et zovchei ha-zevach. So zovchei ha-zevach in the plural form. So therefore, I would say that even shutafut should be included when it comes to the Matanot of Zerah L'chaim Mekeba. Ela, time adichtav rachmana me'et zovchei ha-zevach. It sounds like because of zovchei ha-zevach, that's why we believe that shutafut is chayav, shutafut Yisrael is chayav by the Zerah L'chaim Mekeba. Halav ochi, had it not proven that, have a mina leila from Reshita Geis. I would have thought to learn out of Reshita Geis, meaning the drush of Netina Netina. Adarabah, Nelif, me Truma. Why don't you have to go to Reshita Geis? Why don't you go to Truma? And we've seen already that the word Venatan applies also by Truma, because that's how we know that it is Netina, not Nitila. The difference between the Matanot Deniim and the Maiserani and other Matanot of the Kuna, Truma Maser, all those things which are given and have the tonvata now of the giver, rather than just being hefker for the aniyim to take. So you also have a natan over there by truma. So why is it that you're comparing it to the reshita geis? Why don't you go the other way and say, I can compare it to truma? And just like by truma, shutafut is chayav. So then why don't I say the same thing over here? That it should be that the matanot, Zerah L'chaim Mekeba, should also be chayav. The Gemara says, Eino chanami. You're right. We could have suggested that. We could have said that. You have a choice of using the binyan av of Reshita Geis, or a choice of using the binyan av of Truma. So we could have used the binyan av of Truma. It's not clear that you should have used the binyan av of Reshita Geis. But that's the case. Then, me'id zovchei ha-zevach lomali. I don't need that anymore. I don't need the zovchei ha-zevach to teach me that shutafut is chayav. So what do I do with it? Likid derovo, dama rovo. We've seen this before. Adini metabach. So Zovchei ha-zevach tells you that the person who is obligated to take care of the matnot of Zerah L'chaim Mekeba, that obligation devolves upon the butcher. The butcher, the one who does the shechita, is the one that has to give it. And if he didn't get it, the Kohen, he goes after the butcher. Not after the owner of the animal, but after the butcher. The butcher is the one that needs to take care of this issue, because it says, Meit Zovchei ha-zevach. The one who's doing the shechita is the one who ensures that the Zerah L'chaim Mekeba are given. So now we move on to the next one, Bikurim. When it comes to Bikurim, Afagav Dichtiv Artzecha. So even though by Bikurim in Perek Chavav in Dvarim in the Parshat Kitavo, when we talk about the Mikra Bikurim, where there it says, Lakachtum Rishid Kopri Adamashir Tavim Artzecha, Sheh Hashem Lokach Notein Lach, Besamta Baten, Valachtum Makom, Sheh Bichar Hashem Lokach, Lashakin Shmo Sham. So Artzecha again, what would we think? Didachin. Only if it's your land exclusively. Aval shutafut lo, if you're in a partnership, you wouldn't be required to bring up bikurim because of the singular form. So katav rachmana, bikurei kol asher be'artzam. It says in Parshat Korach, the end of Parshat Korach, where it lists all of the matnot kehuna. Over there it says, regarding the bikurim, bikurei kol asher be'artzam, asher yavil Hashem lechoye, kol tahor beveitcha yochaleno. So that's the Kohanim receive, or they get, the Bikurim that are brought up to the Mikdash. But what do you see? It says, Bikurei kol asher be'artam, in the plural form. So since it's in the plural form, then we will say that even shutafut, even partnerships of Israel, will be chayav. Ela artzecha lomali. Then what's the miut of artzecha and Bikurim for? Lemeute chutz ala aretz. To come, to exclude chutz aretz. Tosfot asks right away, what's the shiloh? This is a mitzvah, huh? Tluya b'aretz. Why would you even have a hava mina that you should have it in chutz la'aretz? So Tosfot says, "Afagav the mitzvah tluya b'aretz." We call them itzrich lemiute mishum diitkesh lebaser v'chalav. We read this on Yom Tov, but the concluding part of the parsha by Parshat Kitisa and by Parshat Mishpatim is Reshit Bikurei Ad Matcha Tavi Beit Hashem Elokecha Lo Yalin Chalav Chagi Ad Boker VeLo Tefashel Gedi B'Chalav Imo. So that hekesh in the pasuk between Lo Tefashel Gedi B'Chalav Imo and Reshit Bikurei Ad Matcha seems to indicate that there's a connection between Bikurim and Basar V'Chalav. So I would have had a havamina that Bikurim would apply even outside of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the miut comes to tell us. Don't kind of make that connection. Don't go to Chutz La'aretz. Tzitzit. Afagav Dachmar Rachmano. Even though the Torah says in Sefer Dvarim, Yidilim taselach al arba kanfot kisutcha shetechaseba. Ksutcha sounds like, again, it must be your ksut. Nidachin, if it's your private beged, then yes. The shutafut, lo. But if you're in a partnership with that beged, and you own it in a partnership, then you would not have to do it. Katav rachmano, so the pasuk says, zin shlach. The barrel b'nei sehov, ma'atalem, asulem tzitzit, al kanfe bigdehem. The dorotam, not nuat tzitzit, akanap tzitzit, which is in the plural form. So that tells us that even in shutafut, you're chayav and tzitzit. Ve'ela ksutcha lamali. What does ksutcha come to teach you? Look at the Rav Yehuda. The din of Rav Yehuda, dam Rav Yehuda, talit shi'ula tura min atzitzit kol shloshim yom. And when it comes to a talit that is borrowed, you're patur from tzitzit 30 days because it has to be ksutcha. It has to be yours in order for you to be chayav and tzitzit. I'm going to just finish this last drasha and then I'm going to come back and discuss that. Ma'akeh. When it comes to putting up a fence around your roof, and when it comes to the Torah, same parsha as Gedilim Taselach, it says, "Giv divne." A couple of pesukim before it says, "Giv divne." Bayit chadash vasita ma'akel gagecha. Velo tasim dami beveitecha kipol no film imeno. So it says, "Liv gagecha." It sounds like only if it's your privately owned roof. Didachin deshutva lo katov rachman. And the conclusion of the pasuk is, "Kipol no film imeno." In the plural, so therefore you would be chayav even in a shutafut to put up a ma'akel. Elo gagecha l'mayatos. Then what's the meat of gagecha? Mutei batei knesiot ubatei medrashot. That they're not chayavim in the din of makeh. The makeh devolves upon individual ownership, not on public. All right, just to come back here. We said two things which were very interesting. By mezuzah, we said that it has to be beitecha. And then the Gemara rejects that and says, no, not beitecha, because it can be derech biatocho. That's what the Gemara rejects. Then we said by talit, we said, it has to be kesutcha. Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to be kesutcha, because even a shutafut. But what does that come to exclude? If it's borrowed. The talit is borrowed, then you are not chayav in tzitzit. But they put a limitation on that. It's a limitation of 30 days. Now, how does that work? Either the requirement is that it's yours, and then you should be patur always when you borrow it, or the din should be that you're chayav, and why are you patur at all? What's this 30-day limit? And the same thing is true by mezuzah. We have the same din by mezuzah. Someone who rents a house in Chutz La'aretz for the first 30 days, not chayav in mezuzah. After 30 days, they are chayav in mezuzah. Why is it that you have this 30-day window? What is this 30-day window? So there are important Tosafot. We had them early in the Masechta. There's a Tosafot back on Kuf Yud, Amud Bet. It's a very large Tosafot that discusses it. It's also Tosafot in Menachot, Mem Dalid. And there's our Tosafot over here that gives a Derech Biyadcha also. And then there's a Chidushi Arashbo in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amud Bet. And they discuss this issue. The first thing that Rabbeinu Tam wants to say is, Mikam Edabdeg Rabbeinu Tam, the Stam Sheila Shloshim Yom. Just like there's a stam halva, normally a loan that is given out is for 30 days. So too, when you borrow something, it's also the stam for 30 days. Tosafot rejects that idea. He thinks that's not true. But Tosafot over here is mechadesh, that when it comes to talit shi'ula, based on our Gemara, you are patur midoraita the gamre, from putting on tzitzit in a talit shi'ula. The din of 30 days is maratayin. Then in 30 days, is after 30 days, it starts to look like you're a talit. So since it starts to look like you're a talit, we make you put in tzitzit, so people don't think it's your talit, and you don't have tzitzit in it. But otherwise, min adin, mi'ikar adin, you put to me deoraita. So that's right away. What about a bracha? Can you make a bracha on a talit she'ula? Because you are put to me deoraita from putting in tzitzit. Number one. Number two is, tzitzit require kilayim. If it's a big ed pishtan, and you put in tchelet, you have kilayim. If it's a talit shula, you're patur min atzitzit. And you're going to put in kilayim, and you're going to be lovesh kilayim in order for maratayim to show that it's okay. So then, can you do that in order to have tzitzit in this beged? Is that permissible? Correct. That's true. It is chuvata gavra, even though in the Gemara and Shabbos, Rashi seems to indicate it's a chuvata mana, which the Rashba is good, is jumping on Rashi for. But we know that Mikra Din, the way we paskin, is that it's Chovat HaGavra. But if the Gavra is borrowing it, and the Talit should be Patur Mitzitzit, how can he make a Brocha? How can he put in a Kilayim? So Tosafot back on Kuf Yud says, even though the Rabbeinu Tam holds that by a woman who performs a mitzvah, she ain't a mitzvah, but she's allowed to make a bracha. Woman goes into the sukkah, she can make a bracha. Woman takes a lulav, here's shofar, she can make a bracha, even though she's not chayevet in the mitzvah, ain't a mitzvah v'oseh. But maybe over here should be the same thing. That by talit shula, you should be able to make a bracha, even though you're not chayav, but you're in a mitzvah v'oseh. So it's with this mechalik. He says, what are you talking about? Over there by mitzvah of sukkah and lulav, there are b'nei chiyuva. A man would be chayav. A woman is patur, but if she does it, she's in a mitzvah v'oseh. By talit shula, there is nobody who is chayav. There is no gavra, there is no individual who would be chayav in a talit she'ula. And therefore, he says it's different, and you shouldn't make a brocha on a talit she'ula.
The brocha itself is a mitzvah. He's making a brocha on this mitzvah.
But it's not a mitzvah derabanan here, it's only an issue of maratayin, it's not even a mitzvah derabanan. They said to do it, so it doesn't look like, I don't know if that really, that constitutes more like a gzeira than a fi of derabanan. It's a maritayin, which we don't usually make brachas on that type of situation of maritayin. It has to be something that you're doing actively, a positive statement of the Rabbanon to make a bracha. The Tosfot concludes that maybe you could make a bracha not, but he says you should avoid it. He also talks about the kilayim, he comes up with a way, maybe it's okay with the kilayim situation. Now, that's the way to solve the problem, very good. So that's what the suggestion by the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch talks about the suggestion. We'll get there in a second. The other problem is mezuzah. Now mezuzah, same thing. After 30 days, you have to put up a mezuzah. Now, over here, it's a little harder. Because what do you want to say now? Mezuzah, you're patur legamre when you're a socher. When you're borrowing the house or you're a socher, you should be patur legamre. The problem is that the Gemara says, Ami mechayav. Gemara menachot, the Gemara in Psachim says, who's chayav to put up mezuzah? Alha socher. On the renter. Why? Because it's chovat adar. The chovah is on the one who's living there, not on the one who owns it. So then Tosafot is mechadesh. Maybe the same din applies by mezuzah. By mezuzah, she'ula, schura, potur, min mezuzah, mi deoraita. Now he has a little bit of a problem because our Gemara doesn't sound like that. Over here, our Gemara sounds ksutcha, velo ksut'a, she'ula. Over here, the Gemara, when it came to beitecha, darshin derech bi'atucha, doesn't darshin beitecha, velo, Bayit Achirim, Bayit Zchura. Tosu says, it says, Uktaptam, Amazuk, Beitecha, Bishrecha, twice. One comes to teach you, Derech Biatcha, and the other one comes to teach you, Beitecha, Velo Bayit Shel Achirim. There's one in Shema, one in Bayayim Shemoa. So he's gonna darshan that the Beitecha, you're gonna be patur if you, it's not your house. If you're so Socher, you don't have to do it. Then what does he have to do? He has to come up with a solution. How do I explain that Gemara in Menachot that says it's Chubat Adarhu? It's not telling us that it's the obligation of the socher, but rather it's clear that the maskir is patur. Because the reason for mezuzah is shmira, it's clear that the maskir is not the obligated one. It's not saying that the socher is the one that's chayav. All it's telling us is that the maskir is definitely, the owner is clearly patur because he's not living in it. Question of the socher, he should be the one who's chayav, but he's a socher, he doesn't own it. And so Tosfot comes to the conclusion with that, there's a din to mi d'oraita, you'd be patur in mezuzah. It's a chiddush nifla. That by mezuzah you'd be potur mi d'oraita. At first he starts out and says it's different than talit. It's just an issue of 30 days, and that's because that's how you become a dar. When we have a city, and you want to know if you really live in the city, you have to be there for 30 days to be chayav in the taxes of the city. So do it by house. When are you called a dar in the house? After 30 days, then you're called a dar in the house. That's your dira. But before that, you're not called dira. And that's why you be chayav midoraita at that point. But then Tosafot backs away from that and does the same thing it does by talit and says, you are patur legamre. And it's only a din derabanan to put it on because it looks like you're living there. It looks like it's your house. And therefore you have to put on mezuzah. The Rashba has the same sort of formulation in Shabbat. He says, V'af agav delachar shloshim yom chayivim ben betzitzit ben mezuzah haynu midrabanan dilu midoraita en efresh ben toshloshim lachar shloshim. And therefore he says you are patur both by mezuzah and tzitzit miyikar adin in a Torah. Now that presents a problem. Both for the fact that putting on mezuzot on doors. Now, by mezuzah, it's a lot easier to get around this because we don't have the drasha of beitecha, lo bayit shula, bayit skura. So there, it's much more of a chiddush. By talit, it's a problem. Like Tzvi asked before, what happens if you go to someone's house, you go to shul, and you borrow someone's talit? So the solution in that case is to get it as a matana, amanat akzir, that you should ask the balim to give it to you, that you should get it from the balim to give it to you, give you ownership over the talit in order that you can make a bracha on it. Now that also has implications, for instance, if someone is going up to the Amud and they offer him a talit, to put on a talit, to go daven. So now, if someone else gives you their talit to go up there, then you're in safer. Like you're running up to get an aliyah and someone gives you the talit, there you're much safer. You probably do not need to make a bracha on it. Because talit shula technically would be potur midoraita. And if he's just giving it for kavod Torah, then you'd be fine. The problem is that generally when we have talitot in the batei knesiot, they belong to the shul, the kahal. And that din of the talitot of the kahal, the Mishnah Brura writes, talit shutafim, which we just saw, is chayav in tzitzit. Tzitzit gam chayav in a brocha. And because of that, the Mishnah Brura writes that he thinks that he should have to make a brocha. Chose b'talitot shel ish prati. It's the Mishnah Brura, Siman Yudalid, Sifkot and Yudalik. That's by ish prati, aval ba talitot shel kahal shkein shalanu, hamitziyot v'batei knesiyot, Sorech levorich elav lekulei almo. Afiluk shelov sho rak lavor difnei ateva olod de Torah. Mishom, the talit shel kahal, adaita de hochi kanu. Mitchila, they bought it for this purpose, so that anybody who takes it will have ownership over it. Shekol mishlovesho dosha yashelo at that time. Kamo etrog. We don't have that today, but they used to have communal etrogim. Same type of thing, where they bought an etrog, so whoever takes the etrog, it's his at that moment. So miyotze, the mitzvah lulah, because it has to be yours. There's a large Ber Halacha also over here that discusses this issue. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Ber Halacha, really seems to indicate that when it comes to talit of a kahal, that you really have to make a bracha. There are those that disagree with him, but the Mishnah Berurah writes very strongly that he feels like it's the kulei alma. That maybe by your friend's talit, you really could get away without making the bracha, as long as he doesn't give you the full ownership. But when it comes to talit of the kahal, you should have to make a bracha on it. So you have to be careful when you're running up to the Torah, in terms of which talit you take in those instances. Right, also, same thing you'd have the same thing by talit of the Kohanim. If they take it from the Bate Knesset, but the Midrashot, they might have to make a broch on it. Right, I just wanted to do that slight digression. It's a very, very interesting topic. It's a big chiddush in Tosafot. Right, that comes up. The Mishnah Berurah writes that by Tzlichot, when you do it before the Zman of Tzitzit in the Boker, you should take it from someone that you won't have to make a broch on. That way you don't have the problem in terms of having to make the broch on the Tzitzit. So now, those were all the drashot of Ravo. We have a list now of items. We had Reshita Gez, where we said Rabbi Eloi says, no shutafut Yisrael. But then we had all the exceptions. We had Truma, Chala, Peya, Bechora, Mezuzah, Maaser, Matnot, which is Zohar L'chaim Keba, Bikurim, Tzitzit, and Ma'akeh. All of those, he says, Rabbi Eloi will have a different opinion than he has by Reshita Gez, because in all those cases, we have a singular form, but then some sort of plural offset. And that plural offset tells us shutafut, yes, but then we have some limud that we do with them. Now the Gemara says some challenges to that. Amar Abibi Barabai, litnehu lahani klale. Yeah, I take down all these general principles. The Tanya, I want you to know, behemat hashutfim chayevet bibichora. When it comes to behemat shutfim, you are chayev and bichora. That's what we said until now, but Rabbi Eloi, Potra. Eloi says, you are patur when it comes to the behemat of a shutafim, shutfut Israel. So now that's against what Rabbi just said, my time. What's the reasoning to Rabbi Eli? So the reasoning of Rabbi Eli is the same reason that we had the Havamina by Bechorah, which is Kol HaBechor Asher Yivaleid Bivcharcha Uvitzonecha. So because of that, we say that it is. V'aktiv, what about the offsetting pasuk? The offsetting pasuk, we just read it again with regards to the Maser, which is Uvichorot Bicharchem Vitzonechem, that we find in Dvarim, where you have it in the plural. That's how we offset it and said, no, don't say that Shutafut are excluded. So the Gemara says, no, the Kulu Yisrael, which is the Pashut Shat in almost all of these cases. He says, what do you mean? The Pashut of the Pasuk is that it is Bichorot Bicharchem Vitzonechem. Doesn't mean that it's partners that are coming with the Bichor, but rather the Bichorot of all of Klal Yisrael. Every person that brings a Bichor, you should bring up to the Mikdash. And that's the way to read it. Now, truthfully, you can read many of the psukim that way. The Pashup Shad is to read it that way in all these psukim. But that's what Rabbi Barabai says, that Bechorah will be an exception. Now we have another exception to that, where he disagrees with Rabbah. So Rabbi Barabai says, by Bechorah, I disagree with Rabbah. Amar Rav Chanina Misura. Rav Misura says, Leit Nehu, the Hani Klale. Don't accept this principle that Rabbah established. The Tanya, we have a Breta. Beimat Hashutafim Chayavet Bematanot. When it comes to a behemah of a partnership, you are chayav to give Zerah L'chaim Kibah. Again, Rabbi Eli, poter. Don't think that Rabbi Eli, like Rava said, agrees in this case, because Rabbi Eli is poter. We have a break that explicitly says that he's poter by matanot. My time, huh? What's the reasoning here? So Yolif, like our havamina by the matanot, which is, by the matanot, it says, Natan L'Kuin, Zerah L'chaim V'Kibah. And we have, by Reshita Gaze, Also, titein lo. So we have ad. Netina, netina, merishita geiz. Malahalan, deshutafut, lo. Afkan, deshutafut, lo. Visal kadapcho. And if you think betruma mechayev, if you think that Rabbi Eli by truma says you're chayev as well, neilev netina, netina, mi truma. Then that was our question in the Gemara. The Gemara said, ain't achanami, you could. But what is Rabbi Chanina ben Tzura proving from here? He says that. You're right. You know what I'm going to tell you? And Ochanami, you can learn it from Truma. But you know what? Truma is the exact same din. Truma, Reshita Geiz, and the Matanot all have the same din. You know what that is? Patur by Shutafut Israel. Truma also. Elishma mina. The Truma Nami Poter. That Rabbi Eloi is also Poter by Truma. So now the Gemara is going to go off on a sidebar now, which says that, wait, now you're willing to make a Gezerah Shava between the Matanot, Zor Lechaim and Keba, and Truma. But Truma doesn't just have the din that you're patur by shutafut. Truma also has other dinim that we should have to apply to the matanot if you're going to make such a gzeira shava. But what you had here was Rav Bibi Bar Abaye and Rav Chanina Misura undermining the list that we gave. They undermined one or two of them. But by doing that, they want to take down the whole list. Because they're saying that it's not right. We're seeing that Rabbi Eloi does not agree to this principle, these principles that you're laying out. We have Rav Chanina Misura arguing on Truma and on matanot. And we had Rav Bibi Bar Abaye arguing on bichora. So now the Gemara says, okay, you want to compare the matanot of Zor Lechaim and Keba to Truma, ima Truma ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo, af matanot ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo. So you want to make such a distinction, Truma's only chayav in Eretz Yisrael, so apply that to the matanot as well. So I'm Rabbi Yosi, min harbil, in, yes, in hochanami. That is the case. V'atanya b'nichuta. We have a brayta that says exactly that. Rabbi Eloi omer matanot ino yigim ela ba'aretz. In Ochanami, that's exactly the limud that Rabbi Eloi has. He compares it to Truma. There's a juxtaposition in the Pasuk between Reshita Geiz, Matanot, Zor Lechaim and Keba, and Truma. And Truma comes to teach you that in Eretz Yisrael, yes. In the Chutz Aretz, no. V'chein haya Rabbi Eloi Omer, Reshita Geiz, eno noeg ela ba'aretz. That hekesh between those three teach us, just like by Truma is only noeg ba'aretz, so too, these other two Matanot are only noeg in Eretz Yisrael. My time at Rabbi Eloi. So what's the reasoning? Amar Rava Yolif Nitina Nitina Mitruma. He says the Nitina Mitruma Mitruma. Ma Truma Baretzin Bechutz Aretz Lo. Afreshita Geiz Baretzin Bechutz Aretz Lo. It's funny here that Rava is the one answering that there is this hekesh of Truma when Rava is the one who made the statement for Amar Rava Moda Rabbi Eloi Bechuma that Nitina Nitina doesn't apply. Even though it says the Gancho, nevertheless it says Trumoteichem. But over here, Rav is saying there is such a hekesh between the Truma and Reshita Geiz and the Matanot. Just interesting to note that Rav is the author of both of these. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says you can take this even further. Ima Truma Tovelet, Af Reshita Geiz Tovelet. Why don't you say that if you're going to compare them? Say Reshita Geiz should make the item Tevel, whereas Truma not. Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, Reshita Geiz Onecha Titen Lo. The Kohen only has rights in it from the point of Reshit and onwards. Meaning that prior to that point, there is no din, there is no tevel. It doesn't have any kedusha or any sheikhut to the Kohen before that. So Mary asks again, so just like by Truma, if a person eats it b'mezid, a person eats Truma b'mezid, they're going to be chayav mita b'tei shamayim, because it says, Shemru et mishmartiv lo yisu olav chetu metu bo ki chaluluhu ani Hashem mekodsham. And if somebody eats it v'shogeg, ish ki yochal kodesh v'shkarav yasaf chomeshito alav v'natan l'kwein et ha-kodesh. You have to pay keren v'chomesh if you eat shuma v'shogeg. So let's say after arishit ha-geiz too. If you take it v'mezid, you'll be chayiv in alav mita. If you take it and use it v'shogeg, you'll be chayiv v'chomesh. Now, Tosafot does point out here that the din of shuma is only a din when you eat it. The din of umeitu boki yichalulu is only if you ingest it, then you're chayav mita b'dei shemayim b'mezid, and chayav keren b'chomesh b'shogeg. He says, b'reishit ha-geiz, you don't ingest the reishit ha-geiz. How can you compare the two items at all? So Tosfot says, v'afagad reishit ha-geiz lo shaycha be'achila, ve'im b'chuma ha-chomesh elu be'achilata, hanat reishit ha-geiz hi achilata. Tosfot says that the suggestion here is that the hana'a, the main way to benefit from reishit ha-geiz, is the hana'ah that you get from it. It's just like by Truma, the main way to use it is to eat it. So that's the part that you'd be chayav. So to over here, the hana'ah of Reshit HaGeiz will be the equivalent of achilah by Truma. So the Mara says, Amar Kra, umeitu bo, and v'yasaf alav. So the pasuk, which is the pasukim we just read, have umeitu bo, ki yichalulu, v'yasaf chamishito alav. So the Mara now is going to darshan the words alav. Alav means v'lo al Reshit HaGeiz, bo, v'lo b'Reshit HaGeiz. So alav means you pay a chomesh only by Truma, not by Reshit HaGeiz. Bo, you only get a few mitzvah b'day shemayim by truma, not by reshit hageiz. Ima truma rishon v'sheni achareha. Af reshit hageiz rishon v'sheni achareha. Just like by truma, it comes that you have, after it, you have maaser rishon. And after that, you have maaser sheni. So too, by reshit hageiz, you should have all other gifts that come along with the reshit hageiz. So there, Gemara says, Amakra, reshit Ein lecha bo ele rishito bilvad, rishit bilvad. That's the only matana that comes out of it. Rishit is this and nothing else. Ima truma michadash leyeshan lo. Just like by truma, you're not allowed to take truma from this year's crop, from last year's crop, because it says, hayutzeh shadeh shana shana. Kol shana liatzma. Every shana, each year is independent. Af rishit hageiz michadash leyeshan lo. That maybe should be the same thing by Reshit HaGeiz. The Gemara says, you can only take Reshit HaGeiz from this year's shearings, not from last year's shearings. V'hatanya, don't we have a bright ayulo, shtei rechelot? He has two ewes that he's gonna shear. Gazaz v'niach, this year he goes ahead and shears them and leaves it over. Gazaz v'niach, the following year he goes ahead and he shears them and leaves the shearings. Shnai v'shlosha shanim, he does this 2 or 3 years. So now he has 5 rechelot now. He added up to the amount that would be 5 rechelot, that would be mechayevim in reshit hageiz. So that's mishana l'shana. Right, it says ein mitzterfot. There are not mitzteref. But what do you see from here? So that's what Gemara says, you're right. You can't do chadash and yashan because they're on different years. Gemara says, no. Hachamesh mitzterfot. That's not right. Implications from this bright are only because he did 2. Had he done 5, he would be chayav even if it was mishana chavreta. Even if it was shearings from 2 different years. Vatanya, we have another bright that says, ein mitzterfot, even if it's 5. Elishma mina. So what's the difference in the bright? So why do you have one bright that says, it is mitzterei from year to year, and one says no? That it asks me, hadi Rabbi Eloi, hadi Rabbanan. That's exactly it. Rabbi Eloi is of the opinion that we compare it to truma, and therefore mechadash aliyashan is problematic. So too bereshit hageiz. The Rabbanan don't have that hekesh. The Rabbanan say, by truma, yes, because it says shana l'shana. But over here, by reshit hageiz, you don't have such a thing, and therefore you could do it from 1 to year to the next, and you would be chayav. Where it says, Ima truma gadel b'chiyuv chayav gadel b'ptur patur. Just like by truma, if it grows in a field that is chayav, you are chayav. If it grows in a field where you're patur, it's patur. Af reshit hageiz nami. Reshit hageiz should have the same din. Gadel b'chiyuv chayav b'ptur patur. We've got to be truma minolan. Let's start, let's get us some background here. What's the din by truma? Titan, you have a brighta. Yisrael shalakach sadeh b'suria mi'ovid kochavim. A Jew who buys a field in Syria, as Rashi points out, that is in Aram Tzova, the area where David conquered, but was never properly nitkadesh to be annexed to Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it has a partial Kedushah, but doesn't have a Kedushah because it's lacking in the kibush that's needed for the Kedushah to be there. Ad shelo hivi ashlish, if he buys it prior to the grain reaching the growth of a third, maturation of a third, chayav, because then it matured, reached the point of a third in the hands of a Jew, and that makes him chayav. Meshe v'yashlish, if he bought it after it already crossed over the 1/3 mark, then it grew in the hands of the Ovid Kochavim, up to a third, past the third, then you are patur. Now Rabbi Akiva is mechayev b'tosefer. Rabbi Akiva says, you chayav anything that grows in the hands of the Jew. Chamim potrim, because once it hit the threshold of a shlish, it was in the hands of a goy, you're patur the gamrei. Now in Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't say that necessarily, because we would say that the Ovid Kochavim doesn't have the ability to afkia midei dushat aretz, afkia midei maaser. So in Eretz Yisrael, even if it grew up to a third in the hands of the goy, you might still be chayav, because he doesn't have the ability to mafkia the dushat aretz. But over there in Syria, he does. It's only maybe a din derabbanan, and over there to give Chumot Masrot, the third is the threshold, and if it grows in his hands, you're patur. So let's say the same thing by Reshit HaGeiz. If it grows in the hands of a goy, you should be patur. If you want to say in Ochanami, by Reshit HaGeiz, it'll be the same din, but it's not our Mishnah. Patur mi Reshit HaGeiz. That if you buy a gaze from an Ovid Kochavim, you buy, it's the Ovid Kochavim's animal, you buy the shearings that are on the animal right now, you're still patur mireshit hageiz. Ha! The implications from our Mishnah are, so no, ligzoz chayav. Had he bought the actual animal, chayav, he would have been chayav. I mean, if he purchased the animal, and it was his animal, he'd be chayav, even though the wool grew up in the hands of the goy. So Mar says, matniza antaloka rabbi Eli. Ein ochanami. That is the din of our Mishnah, but our Mishnah is not authored by Rabbi Eli. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's look at other dinim of Truma. Ima Truma mimin al shemin olo. By Truma, even if you're within the same species or the same fruit, you're not supposed to, if they're different qualities of fruit, you should be mafrish them separately, the different qualities. So over here, Imajuami Mino Shane Mino Lo, after Shida Gates, you said the same thing, Mino Shane Mino Lo. Vegabi Chuma Minola, and how do we know that's true by Chuma, that you can't take Mimi Shane Mino? Titan, you have a bright, are you Lo Shane Minim, Tainim Shchorot Ilivanot? He has two types of fruit. He has white figs, and he has dark figs, black figs. Vechein Shane Mine Chitim. Or he has two types of grain, he has two types of wheat. Ein Tormiu Masvim Zelzet. He's supposed to separate them. Rabbi Yitzhak Omer, Mishom, Rabbi Lai, this probably should not be the Gersa of Rabbi Lai, Mishom, Rabbi Lazar, Beit Shammim, Reim, Ein Tormim, Beit Shammai says you can't, Beit Hillel, Reim, Tormim, that you're allowed to do the Truma. He thinks it's a Machlokas, the Tanakhama thinks that everybody agrees that you can't do Truma from Min, She'enu, Mino, whereas according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Beit Shammai says no, Beit Hillel says yes. So I would say the same thing, Afrei Shida Geiz, Min, She'omeni, Mino, Lo. So Mer says in, yes, Ein Ochanami, that is the din. By Rishita Geiz, the din will be that you don't take min she'enu mino. That's not. Our Mishnah says, Hayulo beit minim. If the seller of the shearings has two types of animals. Shkufot levanot. He has brown ones and he has white ones. Machar lo shkufot. If he sold them all the brown ones, aval lo levanot, but not the white ones. Zenotein latzmo. The buyer of the brown ones has to give the matznot the reshita gives from the brown ones that he has. And the other one, the owner, the original owner, gives it from the white ones. So what do you want to suggest now? That's exactly our din. Our din says you can't take Mimina and Shenu Mino. That's why the one who owns the brown ones takes off of his. The one who owns the white ones has to take off his. Elmeato, if you want to really say that's the conclusion from our Mishnah, Seifa Diktani, what are you going to say in this Seifa? Zucharim Aval Nekevot. If he sold them all the males and not the females, Zenotein Latzmo, Vezenotein Latzmo. So what do you want to say? That he should give, he gives by himself, he gives himself. You're going to call them trei minim? Now trei minim can be if one's brown, one's white. What? They're different types. There's a black fig, there's a white fig. But when you talk about a male, female, that's within the same species, within the same color, that's all the same. You can't claim that that's two different minim by zecharim nekevot, elo. So what's our Mishnah telling us? Eitza tova kemash malon. It's giving him good advice. The good advice is that who is chayav here in the Reshita Geiz? The person who's real chayav in the Reshita Geiz is the owner of the animals, and when he sells them, he's still chayav in Reshita Geiz. Now, if he sold the males and he keeps the females, the female wool is more expensive, it's softer. So now, what is he going to do? If he takes off Reshita Geiz, he sold all his males, he's going to take off his females, he's actually taking off more or better quality than he should have to. Otherwise, he needs to take off half of it from males and half of it from females, but he has no males left. So the Mishnah tells him, I'll give you good advice. Go to the person you sold it to and buy it off of him. That way you don't have to give as expensive wool to the Kohen. You'll give what you really owe, not more expensive. So that's it. Delaytiv lei mihai derachich umhai deishon. Should give him from the soft ones, the females, as well as the harder ones from the males. So therefore, the advice is, don't just give from what you have left. Buy the equivalent of what you're chayav in. Hochanami, in our case too. Eitzatova, kamashmalan. Delaytiv lumi tervayu. They should give from both of them. What's the issue here? What's both of them? The shkufot and levanot. The white wool is worth more than the brown wool. He sold away all the brown wool. Now he has white wool left. He's going to give white wool on the brown wool? He's giving more than he needs to, or more expensive than he needs to. So they say, buy back some of the brown wool and give that as reshit hageiz, so you don't overgive. So now the Gemara says, okay, the answer is, haukimina lematitin dolk Rabbi Eli. The answer is that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eli. You just said that before. So to over here, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eli. Now again, we ask about Truma. Ima Truma. Binan reshit shishi areha nikarim. Just like by truma, you're not allowed to give your whole field as truma, because you have to have reshit sheh. The leftovers are recognizable. What does it mean? The leftovers are recognizable. You have to have something that's called first. It can only be first if there's something afterwards or there's something left. So you can only give truma that's not the whole field. If you give the whole field, there's nothing left over. It can only be reshit if there's some residual. So it has to be a residual, shishir and karim. That's a residual that is obvious that this is the reshit. Af reshit ha-geiz, you should have the same din, shishir and karim, that you shouldn't be able to give the whole amount as reshit ha-geiz. You should have to leave over some. Where it says, in ochanami, that is the din. Vatz na'an, don't we have a Mishnah? Ha-omer kol garni truma, v'chol isati chala, lo amar klum. That if I said my whole field, my whole silo is truma, or my entire dough is challah, lo amar klum. He didn't say anything that meaningless, because it says reshit. Now truthfully, the Gemara can't be winning it out of the reshit, because it does say reshit by reshit ageiz, and it says reshit by truma. So you don't even need Truma to teach that by Rishita Gay. So Tosafot claims over here that's really being learned out of Chala. Learned out of Chala because Chala says Mireshit. Itzotechem. So Mireshit means, sounds like there has to be something left over. And just like Truma and Chala, there's a Hekesh between them. So just like that's the din by Chala, so too that'll be the din by Truma. And then we're making a Hekesh over to Rishita Gay. So it's not something we learn out of the word Reshit, but rather Mireshit. So then the Gemara says, but how Gizei Reshit, Dvarav Kayamim. But if he uses, makes all of his shearings reshita geis, then it sounds like it'll be fine. But tani yidachba, we have another bright that says lo maklum. It doesn't work by reshita geis. El lo shemamina, ha rabbi lai, ha rabbanon. Exactly, we have two bright though. One that is the opinion of rabbi lai, who is meikishit the chuma, says you can't make all of your geis into reshita geis. The other bright, on Mishnah that we just quoted, which says that it's true by chala and by chuma, but it's not true by the geis. Rishit ha-geis, you can give the whole amount. That'll be altered by the Rabbanon. Now, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak comes now to teach us Ha'idnag Nohog Alma Kahani Tlat Zave. The Minag Olam is like these three Talmidei Chachamim. Now, these three Talmidei Chachamim, what's unusual about them, as Tosafot points out, is that, in general, the majority of Amoraim and Tanaim argue on them. We're going to see now in a second that one of the items that we're, one of that relates to our Gemara, we had a number of Tanaim and Amoraim who argued on this opinion. Nevertheless, the Locha is like them. And these are these three dinim that we have. Number one is, Rabbi Eloi, Bereshit HaGeiz. The din is like Rabbi Eloi, Bereshit HaGeiz. The Tanya, Rabbi Eloi Omer, Bereshit HaGeiz, Enoheg, Ela Ba'aretz. The Bereshit HaGeiz is only Noheg in Eretz Yisrael. That's based on the Hekesh between Shuma, or the Gezer Shav between Shuma and Bereshit HaGeiz. And just like we've been seeing all the way along, that the Gemara is comparing it to Truma. If you make that comparison, you should have all the dinim of Truma. Here, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Ein Ochanami. The din is like Rabbi Eloi, and your patur from Meshita Geiz in Chutz La'aretz. That's number one. Even though, the Gemara, we saw all these Amoraim that were giving Meshita Geiz, even in Bavel, that they were being nohag by Bavel, and so it sounds like that wasn't the practice of many of the Amoraim. Nevertheless, the halacha is like Rabbi Eloi. Number two is, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira b'divrei Torah. When it comes to divrei Torah, that they are not mekablim tuma, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, the time Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, omerin divrei Torah mekablim tuma. Divrei Torah are not mekablim tuma. This has to do with the Takanat Chachamim, Takanat Ezra in Brachot, the Gemara in Brachot discusses the fact that a Baal Keri is not allowed to daven make Brachot and not allowed to learn Torah. Yehuda ben Beteira over there says it's not true by Torah. Divrei Torah ain't a mekablim tuma, since it's not mekabel tuma, a Baal Keri can even learn Torah. We see that many of the minhag of the Amoraim was to go ahead and go to the mikveh if they were Baal Keri and not to learn Torah when they were Baal Kerim. Nevertheless, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, that Baal Keri is not precluded from learning Torah. He doesn't have to go to the mikveh and only to learn. Number three is Uki Rabbi Yoshia b'kilayim. The halacha is like Rabbi Yoshia b'kilayim. We bumped into Rabbi Yoshia before. The Tanya Rabbi Yoshia Omer, the olam in chayav, you only chayav in kilayim ad shizrach hitav v'sirav chatzan b'mapolat yad, that you have to plant at the same time in one shot. You have to be putting into the ground wheat, barley, and a grape seed. That three of them together is what makes kilayim. It's not just two to make a kileya kerem. You need all three of these together to be classified as kileya kerem. And we say that the halacha is like Rav Yoshia. In order to be chayav in kileya kerem, at least midoraita, you would have to have a mapolat yad of all of the three together, Chita Seura and the Gefen. It's interesting that Tosafot says, Pirush Rav Haigon, he quotes directly from Rav Haigon, Tamar B'sachim, Kol Mitzvot Kulam Yivrech Aleim Over there, Siyatan, Chutz Minat Tfilah. Over there it says, every mitzvah that you make a bracha on, you make the bracha beforehand, except for Tfilah, Hainu B'Tfilah Tegir. That's only about Tfilah Tegir, because he's not a Jew before he goes into the mikveh. So therefore he can't make the bracha beforehand, he makes the bracha when he comes out. But the Rav Haigon limits that to a Tfilah Tegir. But any other tefillah, you would make the bracha beforehand. Because the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. So even though you're Tamei, or even though you're a Baal Keri, you can make the bracha before you go into the mikveh. Even though the mikveh is what is mitari you. V'yesh mefarshim, he brings down Tosafot, to a kol tefillot kamar. That statement in the Gemara Pesachim is not just going on tefillah together, it's going on any tefillah. Ta'afakab den hu'gal mak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, harbe'em hayu machmirim litbol. Even though the olam is nahuk, that's the halacha, it's like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, that you don't need tefillah to learn Torah. Nevertheless, the practice of many of the Amoraim and the Tanaim was to go to the mikveh to be mitair for Baal Keri. If they're doing going to the mikveh in order to learn for learning Torah, that means that they think there's a problem if they didn't. And therefore there'd be a problem to make a bracha beforehand, and they would make the bracha only afterwards. So Tosu brings another opinion that tevilah just doesn't mean tevilah tegar, it means all tevilot, because you would be problematic. If you have some sort of tumah beforehand, when you're tameh, you're not allowed to make the bracha, and therefore you have to wait till after the mikveh to make the bracha, and that din would apply across the board to all of them. Now, chomer zero l'chaim and keba, in our Mishnah we have the Mishnah comparing zero l'chaim and keba to reshita geis. So the Gemara says, why don't you add this to the list? V'litnei chomer b'reshita geis noheg b'treifot. The reshita geis applies to treifot, mashen kein b'matanot. That's not true by matanot. Add that to the list in the Mishnah, because it says, titein lo, v'lo l'klavo. You have to give him the gift that goes to the Kohen, the matanot of zero l'chaim and keba, but not to his kelev, not to his dog. So if you give it to him and it's a treifot, then he won't be able to eat it. So therefore it's patur. Whereas by the reshita geis, we have no such distinction. So I'm a Ravina, Hamani Rabbi Shimon, the author of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Poter, the Trefot, Mereshita Gaze. That ain't no Hanami. Rabbi Shimon says that Trefot are put to Mereshita Gaze, and therefore there's no Chumrah. My time at Rabbi Shimon. Shimon's, what's his reasoning? Yalif, Natina, Natina, Mimatanot. He has a Hekesh, Gzereshava, between, Tosu says here, it's really a Gilui Milta, not a Gzereshava. But we learn out Natina, Natina, Matanot. Ma Matanot, Trefot, Lo. So Afreshita Gaze, Nami, Trefot, Lo. Shimon says, Yalif, Natina, Natina, Matanot. All three of them are found in that those psukim there. And it says titen lo by the reshit ganho also, which is truma. So why not compare it to truma then rather than comparing it to the matanot? Ma truma ba'aretz in b'chutz aretz lo. Just like truma is only nohog ba'aretz Israel, not in chutz aretz. Av reshit ha'geiz, na'mi ba'aretz in b'chutz aretz lo. So Allah matnan, why does our Mishnah say reshit ha'geiz nohog ba'aretz u'b'chutz aretz? So then, he can't be the author of our Mishnah. If you think Rabbi Shimon compares them and has this Gili Milta, that we compare Reshita Geis both to the Matanot, Kiuna, to tell us Trefa is Patur in Reshita Geis, and also should be compared to Truma, tell us that it's Patur in Chutz Laretz. So that can't be the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon. Alhaina taina de Rabbi Shimon, de elif tzon, tzon mi maser. Learns out tzon, tzon from maser. Ma maser trefa lo. Just like by maser, a trefa is not included. This is talking about maser behema. But Maiser Be'ema, a treifa, is not brought as Maiser Be'ema because it's not a korban, it's not what we need to be a korban. Av Reshita Geis, treifa lo. So also by Reshita Geis, he will say the treifa not. How do we know by Maiser Be'ema that you don't bring a treifa? I mean, olam dichtiv, kol asher yavor tachad ha-shevet. That you have to walk them through the corral, the door of the corral, and you have a staff there that you count them with. So it has to be something that can walk on its own. A treifa can't walk on its own, because it could be missing its leg, and it can't walk, and that'll be a treifa. So therefore, a treifa is patur mi maser be'ema, prat la treifa, shein over, that doesn't walk by itself. So therefore, the Gemara says, v'lei liv tzon tzon mi b'chor. So why don't you learn out tzon tzon from b'chor? Why are you bringing the comparison to maser be'ema? You can bring it from b'chor. Ma b'chor afilu treifa, b'chor, which is kadosh mi arechem, irrelevant to what the status of the be'ema is. So to afre shira geiz afilu treifa. So Gemara says, mistavra mi maser. It makes more sense to learn out of maser. Avalei the melef, shekein. Because the common denominators between maser and reshita geiz are, number one, zicharim. That it applies to both Zicharim and Nekevot, which is not true by Bechor. Bechor only applies to Zicharim. Tzmeim. Bechor applies even to non-kosher animals, meaning even to a Chamor, there's a Dinah of Bechor. That's not true by Maaser Behema and Reshita Geis, which only applied to Behemot, Tehorot. Biru Murubim. Both Maaser Behema and Reshita Geis have a minimum. Maaser Behema is 10 animals. Reshita Geis, so is 5 animals. That's not true by Bechor. Mirechem. Bechor is kadosh mirechem, which is not true of reshita geiz, and it's not true of maaser behema. They only become kadosh, or they're only given to be the mamon hakohen later on. Adam, bechor is applicable by Adam. We have bechor Adam, which is not true by maaser behema and by reshita geiz. Pashut, the din of maaser behema and reshita geiz applies even to things that are not bechorim, any type of animal, whereas bechor only applies to the petarechem, to the first animal. Lifnei adibur. And also, these are 7 items. The 7th item is that Bechor, the din of Bechor applied even before Har Sinai, because it's applicable to the Bechorot of Mitzrayim. That's where the din is brought up, in Parshat Bo. It's not true by Maaser Behema and Reshita Geis. So there's 7 things that are common denominator between Reshita Geis and Maaser Behema. Therefore, I chose to learn from Maaser Behema, not from Bechor. It says, Adar Abba mi Bechor Abba Leila Melech. She's learning out of Bechor, Shekein. These are the common denominators between Reshita Geis and Bechor. Number one, Yatom. A Bechor and Reshita Geis, even if its mother died, you're still Chayav. Whereas Maaser Behema, it's not true because it's Tachat Imo, Tachat imo, from the regular korbanot, we have tachat tachat to maser beima. That maser beima doesn't go on the mizbeach. It's not maser beima. It's missing its mother. Also, shilacho. If you purchase it, chor and reshita case, anohog, even if you buy the item, or even if it's in a partnership. But when it comes to maser beima, when it comes to shutafut, they are paturim, because it says yelacho. It has to be yours. Yours, velo shel shutafut. Also, natnu. If you get it as a gift, if you get it as a gift, reshita geiz and b'chor, you are chayavim in. Whereas maaseh behema, you patur, because it has to be a yelecho. Bifnei. So this is the gears of Rashi. Rashi says that b'chor and reshita geiz and ohiyagim af shelo bifnei abayit, even if the mikdash is not extant. Whereas maaseh behema only applies if the mikdash is extant. That's the gears of Rashi. Tosafot says there was an alternative gersa of lifnei, and Rashi changed it to bifnei. And the way you would explain lifnei gersina b'chol asfarim u'perush shemaser mikudash lifanav u'lacharav. Maser has this unusual characteristic that even the 9th or 11th, if you by mistake you call them 10, they are kadosh. That's not true by b'chor meshita geiz. It's only the animal that's chayav. You can't mix it up and make something else chayav. Kohen. When it comes to reshita geiz and when it comes to b'chor, they are for the kohen. That's not true by meiser beima. Meiser beima belongs to the ba'alim. Bik dusha. So Rashi gives pshat, b'chor eno tzarich la'agdish. B'chor you don't have to make kodesh, and geiz also you don't have to make kodesh. They're automatically that way. Whereas meiser beima, you have to count them and make them kodesh. Rashi brings down an alternative pshat, which he does not like, and he rejects. The last one is michira. When it comes to b'chor, a kohen can sell and do as he wishes with it. When it comes to reshita geiz, it's also his money to do as he wishes with it. But that's not true by maser beima. Maser beima, you're not allowed to sell because it says lo yigael. You're not allowed to redeem it, and you're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to transact in a maser beima whatsoever. That's eight. Eight common things that are common denominator between b'chor and reshita geiz. So you said to me before there were seven to compare it to maser beima. Well, there is eight to compare it to b'chor. That means manach nefishin. There are more by b'chor. You should compare it to a b'chor. My says, no, pashut mi pashut, adiflei. The Gemara, or the Tana, would rather compare it to Maaseh Behema, which are both things that are not kadosh, they're pashut, versus Bechor, which only applies to the firstborn, which is this unusual thing, and it's kadosh, to automatically to go on the Mizbeach Mirechem. So that difference is the most prominent difference that makes it that he wants to learn from Maaseh Behema, and not from Bechor. And therefore, if you learn out of Maaseh Behema, just like by Maaseh Behema, Trefa doesn't apply, so too, Rabbi Shimon will say, when it comes to Reshita Geiz, Trefa will not be Chayav, and he'll be that author of that position. He'll be the author of our mission that doesn't make that a Chumrah between Reshita Geiz and Matnot Guna, that just like by Matnot Guna, Zerua L'Chaim and Keiva, Trefa is Patur, so too, when it comes to Reshita Geiz, the Trefa will be Patur, and that's why there's no Chumrah. That's not one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah, because that's the position of Rabbi Shimon, who's the author of the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop over here.